Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect. Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Welcome back to the Duncan Bruins pregame show. Time to bring in head coach Bruce Cassidy, sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Bruce, what's getting better steadily with the Bruins?
Offensively, I think we're finding a bit more of our game, holding on to pucks better in the offensive zone, using a better high forward that is able to help on plays. You saw it the other night with Richie's goal. He was good forecheck, and he was the high guy. Marshy's goal was original forecheck by Marsh, and then Pasta's high. And I mean, that line has excellent spacing to begin with, but some of it's, you know, kind of showing in the other lines, I guess, for lack of a better term. They're doing a better job with that. So a little cleaner through the neutral zone, that always helps. We're better in that part of the game, both with the puck and without. I thought we've protected the middle better the last few games since Tampa came through here, so we've corrected some of those things.
How did you want to try and use some of the days between games? You haven't played since Tuesday.
You know, we had a quick skills day on Wednesday. We had Thursday off. Back to work yesterday. So this time of the year, it happens. It's a bit of a luxury, obviously. In the NHL, typically it won't happen later in the year, so you might as well bank those days if you can, get some rest. We're fortunate, Judd, we got a lot of returning players, so we're not hammering away at systems every day. These guys are pretty familiar with that. We haven't changed a lot. We tweak every year, obviously, but for the most part, we don't have to go revisit those things. We talked about protecting the middle of the ice last week, but that's kind of a quick fix for us because we just got loose. So it was incumbent on us as coaches to say, hey, let's tighten this up. So it was a simple adjustment. But at the end of the day, get your rest and be ready to go.
David Pastrnak has been scorching hot for the Bruins. 8 goals in his last 4 games. He's got 10 overall. Brad Marchand, Patrice Bergeron, both of them have talked about the fact that he's putting himself in the right spots. What is he finding on the ice?
Well, they know that how they play probably better than anybody, those three, because they really off each other so well. But I think David's not getting lost out of the play. He's helping recover puck strong on it. You know, then he's going to get it down to Marsh. He typically does a lot of the heavy lifting down low in terms of bringing people to him because he's so strong on it. So then he's getting to be in a good support position, not allowing someone to get between him and the puck where they can, you know, make it difficult on the other two to get him the puck. So I think that's part of it. He's helping a lot more on the original puck possession, probably the original turnover as well, and the forecheck doing a good job, not waiting to see what happen. So just a little more involvement initially. He's always going to find the soft spots. You know, once they start moving around zone, they have, you know, typically a real good triangle somewhere on the ice that allows them to, you know, to find a seam. And right now it's clicking for them. You know how it goes. There'll come a time those pucks will start bouncing off guys or hitting posts or whatnot. But right now they're on it. So, you know, let's enjoy it.
Rhett Ritchie with a game winner the other night. He's got points in each of his last two. Are there some details that you're liking recently from his game?
He's stronger on the puck when he has it in the ozone, not as quick to sort of cycle it away. He knows that Charlie Coyle is good at that and Jake, so he does have to give it up at some point, get to the net, but, you know, hang on to it for that extra little bit to allow them to get some separation. I think that's been good. Defensively, I like his game. You know, he's working back to the slot. He's never going to be really down low in the D zone. He is a true winger, doesn't want to play down there. It's not his strength. Charlie's good down there, so I think he's done a nice job with integrating into the what we're asking for, the details of the game. Physicality, when he's there, I think he's, you know, we're trying to reinforce it so it's every night. Tonight's a good night. St. Louis, they're a physical team. This is a game that he should be noticeable in that area. So I just think some of it's just comfort too, Joe. You come to a new team, successful team, you're trying to find your spot, and I think it's working out a little better for him maybe the start of the year.
For Anders Bjork, he'll play his second game since making his season debut on Tuesday against the Maple Leafs. He's going to be playing in a different spot, obviously, with some different people here tonight. But is there a progression that you want to see in his game?
Yeah, for him, it's less about what line he's on and him just playing and proving he can consistently help you in the National Hockey League. How does he do that? He gets on top of pucks, uses foot speed, his stick to create some havoc for the, you know, on the other team's breakouts or transition game. Be a threat to score when you do have the puck and can go to the net, you know, attack. He did that well the other night, cut in off the wing, hit the post, tough luck, but be a factor in that part of it. And he did it by coming to the puck, supporting the puck well. He slashed across ice, so he used his foot speed to create turnovers, use your foot speed to attack, and be solid defensively. I thought he worked hard to get back and on pucks that were turned over into our zone and be a good defensive player. So I liked his game. Thought he was good, earned his ice time. Right now he's, you know, not really on any special team unit, probably a little more on the kill. So that could be tough in games when you sit. So that's the next challenge for a guy that's young is they're used to playing a lot. All of a sudden, the power plays start coming or penalty kills, you don't get part of that. You got to be ready to go with that motor as soon as the puck drops. That's what we liked about Kuhlman. He could sit for long stretches and still be effective. And hopefully Anders can be that guy too if that's the hand he's dealt.
Not every game across the regular season is going to be the same. Each game does have 2 points that's associated with it. Tonight you see the St. Louis Blues. Will you see something come out that's probably a little bit different tonight from both teams?
Well, that's hard to say. I mean, situational, they could be in working on their part of the game. Listen, we know we're playing tonight. We're getting on a plane no matter what and going to New York tomorrow. You know, the Stanley Cup's not in the building. People ask, well, is it going to be like? No, it's not. It's a new year. It's new players, different circumstances, 2 points on the line, just like there was on against Toronto, just like there'll be against the Rangers. I imagine it could, the intensity level could ramp up because these teams know each other well and laid it all on the line and, you know, took no prisoners, so to speak. But again, it's one of 82, and I think our guys are professional enough to know that you know they're going to play hard no matter what, and hopefully we play well, get the job done, and then we move on.
Good luck tonight, Bruce.
All right, thank you.
That's the head coach, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and the Blues are coming up next.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.